This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Christina Riggle lives and writes in Grand Rapids. Her best-selling novels include Real Life and Liars, The Life You've Imagined, Things We Didn't Say, Keepsake, The Whole Golden World. Coming out in September is her first novella, Hope Out Loud. Trained as a journalist, Riggle talks about how her journey as a writer began and how being a journalist taught her to keep a tight deadline in her creative writing as well.
I grew up always wanting to be a writer of some kind, always. Like from my earliest memories, that was my goal. No one ever told me in high school, you know, oh, you'd better have a fallback career. You can't just be an author. No one really said that, but I'm a very practical person, and so I sort of figured that out on my own to have a stable career as well. And when I was recommended for the high school newspaper, it was like a light bulb went off. I thought, oh, I can write every day and still get paid, which at the time was still true. So really, from the age of 15, I knew I wanted to be a newspaper reporter. That was my goal. And at one time, I wanted to be the editor of the Grand Rapids Press, actually. That was my major. So I, you know, everything I did in my school life was directed toward journalism, although I always still did creative writing for fun. You know, I would, on my summer vacations, spread a blanket in the backyard with a notebook and a pen, and I would write stories. That would be entertainment for me. That would be fun. So I never really gave it up, but it was always a sideline, a hobby. And then, you know, fast forward a few years and I have my first child. And it's a cliche, but it's true that having a child changes everything. And at the same time that I was expecting my first child, I was also getting really burned out on journalism. I was a reporter covering City Hall in Bay City, Michigan at the time. And the local politics at the time were extremely divisive. We're talking shouting at meetings. We're talking full balconies, picketing. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And the city manager got fired, and then the firing was vetoed, and then they had to vote to fire him again. It was just nuts. And I was really burned out on it. Being caught in the middle of all that divisiveness was very tough. And you know, the long story short is I ended up not going back to work. I went back to work for about 3 weeks after I had my son. And it wasn't like a straight line, oh, I'm going to go from quitting my job to writing full time. It was more like, I need to not have this job. And I also continued, though, to freelance for the paper where I just left, because I always wanted to keep my hand in professionally. But I just shifted to a home-based, much less stressful stories. But freelance, as you know from personal experience, is feast or famine. You get gaps, right? And it was in those gaps where I went back to creative writing in earnest. And one of those little short stories, I thought, I wonder if this could be a novel. And then I Googled length of novel to find out how many words I'd have to come up with. And for some reason, that website said 60,000. I don't know if that's official or not, but I thought, okay, maybe I can do that. And that was 5 manuscripts before Real Life and Liars, so it took me a good while.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Christina Riggle. She doesn't always tie up loose ends in her novels. Riggle talks about writing sequels and putting her stories in Michigan settings.
I get asked a lot about sequels. And I had never yet done it, but I had also said, never say never. I'm finally old enough to realize that you eat your words when you say never, so I don't. So I thought, well, I wonder if a novella sequel to one of my books would be entertaining and interesting and something the readers would enjoy and something I would enjoy as well. So I started thinking about which of my books, as you mentioned, there are 5. So there was a lot of material there. And my second book, The Life You've Imagined, I just thought the way it ended had the most untold story left. And so there are 4 main characters in that book, 4 point of view characters, I should say. And so I started thinking, which character's story could I pick up with and revisit? That's why I picked The Life You've Imagined to jump off from, because it just had so much meat left in the story. after the end. All of my novels do. I'm a big one for not wrapping up every single loose end because real life doesn't work that way. Although I know it can frustrate my readers sometimes and I sympathize. But this was one where I just felt the character of Anna Geneva going back to her hometown would be rich for a story.
So tell us a little bit about what is Hope Out Loud about?
As I mentioned, it focuses on Anna Geneva. She had left the small town of Haven, Michigan, 5 years before after a turbulent summer in which, among other things, she reconnected with a high school love and it went badly. There are also many other things that happened that summer to her, such as her absent father who'd abandoned the family started popping back up and trying to woo back her mother, much to Anna's dismay. So that's where Life You've Imagined left off. And Anna, in the timeline of Hope Out Loud, is in Chicago. She's got her own private law practice. She had gotten off the sort of partner track treadmill at a big law firm and is now hanging out her own shingle. And she's got a comfortable, sort of perhaps insulated life in Chicago, away from the partner track pressure, but she's also living by herself. And you get the impression in the opening pages that she's almost become a little bit of a hermit, but she'll have to disengage herself from her Chicago life for at least a week because her mother is getting married. And that's not a spoiler because it's right in the first chapter. Her mother is getting remarried. And so she has to go back to her small town of Haven for that to happen. And being a small town, the people you don't want to run into, you will eventually run into. And that's what happens.
You do like to use local areas, which I think is probably fun for your Michigan fans.
Oh, yeah. Michigan fans love it. Actually, I get a little bit of playful grief from people who live in Grand Haven that I didn't just say Grand Haven, that I called it Haven. But the topography doesn't really match. Like, it's not exactly Grand Haven or South Haven or Saugatuck, but it's inspired by those towns on the sort of southern shore of Lake Michigan. I worked in Grand Haven for a couple of years as a reporter. That was actually my first job. So yeah, it's definitely inspired by those towns, but I wanted total freedom in this book to make up whatever landscape I wanted. Like the downtown in Haven, fictional Haven, is quite close to the lake, closer than it is in some other towns. So that's why I did that. But yeah, it's very fun for Michigan readers to spot locations, both inspired and sometimes real life.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Christina Riggle of Grand Rapids about her new novella, Hope Out Loud. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.